Chapter 1. The time is out of joint. Oh, cursed spite, that ever I was born to set it right. We must be quiet. We're visiting the film set of a period drama. It's empty at the moment. We don't want the AD to know.
Assistant director.
We don't want them to know anybody's in here. I mean, they didn't exactly stop us getting in, but they'll be livid if they catch us.
Let's hope we won't be noticed if we keep quiet and out of sight.
There's a lot of expensive kit lying around. Look at these antiques. Of course, they're not real. What a great job they've done dressing this room. To think it's just flats and false partitions inside a big old barn. It's a huge aircraft hangar out there, but in here.
An actual royal bedchamber. Four-poster bed.
Very ornate.
Early 17th century. Like we've slipped through a time portal.
Somebody's coming. We better hide in that corner. Who is it?
It's the lighting designer. Look, he's adjusting the levels.
Getting just the right amount of glow from that fireplace over there.
Outside, there's all sorts of folk milling about. At the catering wagon. Having lunch?
I suppose. No, lunch must be over. They're coming in. Camera, sound. That person over there looks important with her clipboard and headphones.
Another AD. Assistant director is such a responsible job. There's another over there with the... who are these people? Oh, they're the...
actors, getting into position.
Grouped around the bed. One of them's getting into the bed. Someone's helping to arrange her hair on the pillow. Wispy. Touching up her makeup. Dark circles under her eyes. Wrinkly old thing.
This isn't just any old royal bed. This is a death bed.
The lighting guy's still tweaking the lighting.
Nice. Moody candlelight. Very effective.
He's giving a thumbs up. He's happy.
The AD's getting ready to cue the actors. Oh, I wish we had headphones. If we're super quiet, maybe we'll hear what they're saying.
The camera's on that important-looking man in the fur-trimmed cloak, behind that other one. Similar-looking costume.
Shh.
And Her Majesty refuses every cure.
'Twas not without great pain she was persuaded into bed. Never shall I rise again if once I lay me down.
What is 2 o'clock? Midnight?
Very near.
Who's that in the sharp suit behind the pillar? He's sitting himself on the bed.
I recognise him. How did they get him? He's famous. What's his name?
Elizabeth I of England is dying. Having lost the power of speech, by signs she has summoned her council. It'll be in the early hours of the morning that she will pass, the 24th of March, the last day of her reign, of her life. The last day of 1602. In England, tomorrow it will be 1603.
Cut. Lovely.
Everybody stay still, exactly as you are.
Who's shouting?
The director? First AD?
I suppose.
They're all frozen. Oh, I see, they're moving stuff around. A change of camera angle. Single camera. I wonder why.
Camera running. Speed.
And action.
In Scotland, however, the home of Elizabeth Eyre, the new year is already 3 months gone. In England, tomorrow, on Lady Day, the 25th of March, a new day will dawn and a new year and, with this death, a whole new era.
Cut.
We can relax. They're setting up for another take, I think.
No. No, they're happy. Moving on to the next scene. We'd better make ourselves scarce.
That was quick, eh?
And interesting. Did you hear what he said?
Something about time being different where the new king lives. Maybe it's a sci-fi movie. Weird. I was sure he said Elizabeth I.
Google it while we get out of here. I'll go check on what they're doing next.
I only caught bits of what he was saying.
He said Scotland moved New Year's Day to January 1st. In 1599.
I didn't know that.